Teresa Brown's census job came along at just the right time. She was working before, running a home daycare, but after her son James was shot to death a week before his 22nd birthday, she says she could no longer muster the patience to work with children all day. So Brown went to work as a clerk and later a recruiter for the U.S. Census in Des Moines.
It really made a big difference to get out and around people. It really helped, you know, calm my nerves. I was able to stay focused.
Brown is 44, a short, round woman with bright eyes and hair pulled back behind her head. She and her husband are raising 5 grandkids, all age 6 and younger, including 3 of her son's children.
Okay. You guys want your cheese and crackers?
Yeah.
All right.
On a weekday afternoon, the kids turn cartwheels, toss around a ball, and snack on crackers and bologna sandwiches in the large kitchen. Brown has had more time with them since her census job ended in early July. She's applied for office work and had a couple of interviews, but nothing has come through yet. Her unemployment benefits have run out. Brown's husband is in poor health and can't work, so the family is living with relatives. 57-year-old Kevin Schroeder had been out of work since losing an advertising job in late 2007 until the census hired him as an interviewer in April. That provided a welcome break from unemployment.
For as long as I've been out of work, that is probably something that really maybe grates on a person the most, is when you wake up in the morning, you don't have to be anywhere.
Schroeder is back to that feeling and the job search since his position ended in mid-August. Most census workers have been let go, and offices around the state are down to just a handful of employees from a peak of about 5,500 earlier this year. As many of those workers head back out into the labor market, they're up against less than stellar job growth and an unemployment rate that seems to be holding fairly steady around the current 6.8% in Iowa. Chuck Palmer is president of Iowans for Social and Economic Development, which works with low and moderate income Iowans on financial education and job training.
The census opportunity, we know for the people we trained, for the people we worked with, it was seen as a moment of hope and a chance to at least feel like you were back in the job market and doing something and earning some money.
But Palmer says census work should be an asset for many former employees. They gained a recent work history and customer service skills that could translate into jobs in industries like financial services. Teresa Brown hopes her experience will position her to be hired soon. She says when she has too much free time, she finds herself thinking more about her son's death. And she longs for a permanent home for the children.
And their thing is that, well, Grandma, when are we going to get in our house? When do we want to go home, you know? So that's the one thing that I'm definitely focusing on. That's why I really want to get back into the workforce so that we can all get up underneath our own roof and, you know, continue to live like we had before.
For now, with the census just another line on her resume, Brown says she's trying to hold on long enough to land that next job. In Des Moines, I'm Sarah McCammon, Iowa Public Radio News.